Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden will give a major foreign policy speech today at the State Department. He's expected to discuss his vision of the U.S.'s role in the world to advance democracy. It's not clear if he'll discuss Russia or China specifically. Biden attended the National Prayer Breakfast this morning, an annual bipartisan event. NPR's Tom Jelton reports Biden's message was about unity.
Through its 69 years, the prayer breakfast has been bipartisan. Every president has made an appearance. This year, it was an online event. In a brief videotaped address, President Biden stuck with the unity theme, noting it's not Democrats and Republicans going hungry or dying from a virus, but fellow Americans.
This is not a nation that can or will simply stand by and watch this. It's not who we are. It's not who faith calls us to be. In this moment, we cannot be timid or tired. We have too much work to do.
Every living president offered remarks at this morning's event, with one exception, nothing from Donald Trump. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.
The House will vote today on whether to strip Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee assignments. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the top Republican in the House has condemned Greene's prior offensive statements.
In a statement, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Greene's past anti-Semitic remarks, endorsement of conspiracy theories, and suggestions that school shootings were staged do not represent the values of the House Republican Conference. But McCarthy makes no mention of taking any disciplinary action or otherwise holding her accountable. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls McCarthy's refusal to act cowardly.
NPR's Windsor Johnston reporting. The International Criminal Court has convicted a former commander of a Ugandan rebel group. Terry Schultz reports Dominic Ongwen of the Lord's Resistance Army is the first LRA member to appear before the Hague Tribunal.
Former deputy LRA commander Dominic Ongwen argued that he was a victim, having been abducted by rebels and forced to fight as a child. But after a 3.5-year trial, presiding judge Bertram Schmidt said evidence proved sexual violence had been systemic and institutional under Ongwen's command, and that he had not acted under duress in committing crimes including sexual enslavement, forced pregnancy, and torture.
The evidence indicates specifically that also abducted women and girls were forced to beat or kill other abductees for attempting escape or breaking the rules.
The crimes were committed between 2002 and 2005 when the ICC issued a warrant for Ongwen. He turned himself in 9 years later. Now he faces life in prison. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 280 points at 31,002. The NASDAQ is up 72 points at 13,682. This is NPR. Palestinians have received their first major shipment of COVID-19 vaccines from Russia. They also received some vaccines from Israel. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli officials say 10,000 Sputnik vaccines have arrived in Israel's international airport donated by Russia. They've been transferred to the Palestinian Authority. Israel has also given about 2,000 vaccines to Palestinian medical workers in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Palestinians are waiting on larger shipments of 2 million Russian vaccines and a few hundred thousand vaccines for the wider public through a World Health Organization program. But Palestinians are still far behind Israel, which has vaccinated more than a third of its own citizens so far, a bigger share than any other country. Today, Israel is inviting all citizens and residents above the age of 16 to get vaccinated. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
A report by a House subcommittee claims that investigators have found dangerous levels of toxic heavy metals in certain baby foods. The investigators examined baby foods produced by Gerber, Beechnut Nutrition, and others. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. is facing tough months ahead as it deals with the pandemic. She's urging Congress to pass President Biden's nearly $2 trillion relief package. Her remarks come as the Labor Department released its latest report on weekly unemployment. Claims dropped last week, suggesting there have been fewer layoffs. But unemployment claims, spurred by the pandemic, are still at high historical levels for the United States. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.